The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey. I touched a knitting needle yesterday, and a dreary afternoon in Seattle popped out. An afternoon I spent on unfamiliar streets, running down the knitting needles I would need for my trip. The next morning, I would be climbing onto a train. Next to walking or riding a bike, Amtrak is my favorite way to travel. The food is terrible. Sometimes it's crowded. Trains are often late, and you're not responsible for anything but yourself. You can take an inordinate amount of luggage, good food, pillows, toys, and you always get an interesting ride. When I take the train, I get a pass. So many weeks, so many stops. I match the Amtrak route map against my address book, and for a while live a few days on the train and a few days on somebody's couch, or more likely these days, in a flown child's bed. That's the kind of travel that calls for knitting. Knitting away the miles on the train, knitting your way through any conversation with any stranger, and knitting to turn yourself into an invisible, maintenance-free houseguest. One compartment of my suitcase was stuffed with a bulky sweater that was yet in the form of balls of yarn. I had a simple pattern in mind, one that would allow brainless knitting while talking or looking out the window. I didn't have the needles I needed for the sleeves, hence my search along the drizzly Seattle sidewalks for a yarn shop that I don't remember at all, but these years later, I remember the needles and I remember the ride. It became my favorite ride, a ridiculous way to get from Idaho to the East Coast, but it's the best way I know to do it. You head south out of Seattle the first day and get off the train the next morning, stiff and unrested, in Sacramento. A little walk, a substantial breakfast, some great coffee, and a few hours later you board the train to Denver and slip your mind and body into the train zone. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter what time it is. It doesn't matter if you're asleep or awake. You knit, you look out the window. You spend a whole day climbing the Sierras and see the Great Salt Lake in the dawn. A fueling stop in Salt Lake City, a quick walk, and less chance of good coffee. You spend the second day climbing the Rockies. I remember the celestial evening colors of the wide snow-covered meadowland at Granby, the sun dipping into the west, the moon rising to the east, and people around me in the observation car getting drunk, and the growing sweater warming my lap. I remember a young man from Somalia, a boy, really, a sophomore in college, and the way his face turned fierce when he said, "You get yourself out of a war-torn country, you never go back." People complain that they can't sleep on the train, yet every time you feel like it, you can take a nap. From the observation car at night, farmland and weather sweep past, and when you barrel through the back end of some crossroads town on the Great Plains, you know how all those lonesome whistles ended up in country songs. A few days on the train, and you appreciate a soft bed. In Chicago, I slept next to a window overlooking Navy Pier. In Manhattan, I closed my eyes between walls lined with books. I slept in cookie-cutter suburbs and cramped rooms. I shared a bed with a toddler. I walked up and down the sidewalk in front of the house I lived in as a child, and I sat on a wet bench under a second-hand store golf umbrella and stared at my parents' graves. East of Chicago, the trains are less spacious than in the West, because the underpasses are lower. The marvels of the landscape are made of concrete and rust. The air is webbed with wires. When you tell people the lack of untrammeled spaces is making you edgy, they take you to a park. I spent the last day of that train trip riding down the middle of the Florida Peninsula. Humid, especially if you're knitting the neckband on a sweater intended for an Idaho winter. I got off the train in Miami, mailed the sweater home, and climbed onto an airplane bound for Port-au-Prince. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.